PFT Media.
Antes tú me pichabas, ahora yo picheo. Antes tú no querías, ahora yo no quiero. Antes tú me pichabas, ahora yo picheo.
I'm letting you run this right now.
To a new audience.
This is a new audience. Copyright, 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 copyright.
Copyright.
It's the Lima criteria.
Spanish lawsuit.
Spanish lawsuit, you said?
Spanish lawsuit.
What's the difference between a Spanish and an English lawsuit?
Yeah, what's the difference on that?
The language.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's the Lima criteria. Pedro Lima, join with Brianna.
Hello.
And Kermit, that was very echoey.
It's very echoey, right?
It's weird. It's like
I don't hear an echo.
It's like if we're recording in a kitchen.
Oh.
It's so weird.
With the fruits and the bags of chips and the
foam bowls and the vegan, and the raw tortillas.
And the tortillas. It should soundproof everything.
Yeah. The raw you orange screwdriver.
The hairs.
Why don't we just cover ourselves in those English muffins that nobody ever eats because they're always here.
We eat it.
They're always here when I come here.
Those were just fun.
Whoa, who are you? Where'd you come from? What the voice?
The voice from the laundry spoke, and the voice from the laundry just said, "Hey, we just bought those." It's one of my pet peeves. I've seen
English muffins.
No, food go to waste.
Oh, okay.
So I go in a tirade if a fruit spoils.
Okay.
I'll go on a tirade and I'll ban that food for like 2 weeks.
You'll ban the food?
Yes.
From the family.
It's not allowed to be purchased until you people appreciate eating the shit that you buy.
That's why we weren't allowed tangerines for a while.
I was gonna say, like, what spoils in the house? You guys seem like you guys are always hurricane ready. Like, it's just
that's just our tummy.
But it's mostly fruits, right? You would think
you got bags over here, man. I'm just looking
bags
at
of what?
Like, you definitely have a Costco card. Like,
yeah.
It's just
we do. It's just that's accurate.
You guys are just
aren't we
stalking.
Highest members?
We are who?
You guys are like premium members. Mom was showing
premium
me.
Members.
She was like, it was the cost of it was like $500-$800. She was like, no, but you get like a little discount.
We don't get anything.
Your parents pull up and there's already a shopping cart full of shit and they saran wrapped it ready for them to take.
They let us open the gate at Costco so we can be the first customers in there.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I hate that membership.
What, Costco?
Yeah, it's like it's
I don't get why you got to have a membership for that place. Or Sam's. I don't get it.
Because it's a warehouse.
What's
it's,
Sam's?
It's your deal.
Same thing as
they
Costco.
They have their deals. And you're not going to find that. You're not going to find most of that stuff at Publix.
Is that what it is? So yeah. I have to pay?
It's also because it's in bulk.
Yeah. In bulk. And there's.
I guess. I just find it weird that they make
like
people pay a
Costco.
Membership.
Have you been?
I got a Sam's. Yeah, I've been to Costco.
Yeah, you've
but
been
I got
to Sam's. It's the same thing.
Same shit. BJ's, same thing.
Yeah.
Which is a horrible name for it. Horrible name for
a
warehouse.
Come to BJ's. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In bulk.
In bulk. BJ's. How many guys? Blah. How many people do that joke?
Oh, it's either BJ's joke or Dick's Sporting Goods.
I can't laugh at Dick's anymore. It's done.
It's done.
It's done. People running and skipping the Dick's, thinking there's going to be a...
No.
Walls of dicks.
Yeah. Dicks, BJ's.
Which, but come on. No one in the meeting of like getting the loan and like passing the name going, really?
The conference room?
Well, yeah.
Back then it meant Richards. So it's like Richards.
No, dicks is pretty new. I mean, it's not old.
No, it is. But back then, like.
Rich. The nickname for Richard was Dick.
Dick.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I'm not English.
Oh,
remember,
it was?
There was actors.
Yeah.
There's actors. Dick Van Dyke.
His name is Richard Van Dyke.
Richard Nixon used to go by Dick Dixon. Dick
that's,
Nixon.
That's a lot of dicks in one sentence.
Dick Dixon. Wow. That's a porn star. Look it up.
What number was he?
Dick Dixon.
What number president?
Nixon?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, let's see here.
I like how none of us are Googling
this. I know
he's
in the 30s.
He's in the 30-something, yeah.
I'm going to say a number, and then we're
going
to Google
Okay,
it.
So Trump is 45, Obama's 44.
Clearly.
Bush is 43, Clinton is 42, Bush Senior is 41.
And then Abraham Lincoln.
Reagan.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong.
Reagan is
then him
40. Then it's Ford. Oh no, Jimmy Carter. Then we go out with Ford.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm. He played a president. I forgot who else played a president.
Oh, 37th.
Kevin Spacey, I think it was one,
Kevin
too.
Spacey was mm-hmm. a president?
Yep.
Paul Blart Mall Cop was a president. The guy that plays him. What's his name?
Kevin James?
Yes.
In what movie?
Pixels.
In Pixels?
That's all I remember. He played a president for Adam Sandler. And yeah. Adam Sandler woos
Bill
a lady
Pullman?
Who
Bill
works
Pullman
in the government.
Bill was a president. Shut up!
Professional studio.
Fucking dog.
It's because of Graywin.
That stupid dog. I want to buy the
shock collar.
At first, it says
it's not a shock collar. It's harmless.
Bullshit. Put it around your neck.
No, it's for dogs. Why would I'm not a dog?
You don't got a dog neck either. It's
you thank you, man. I appreciate up. It.
You don't have a neck. It's just shoulders.
No, you got a neck.
Shoulders and head.
You got a neck. I'll show you no neck.
No, I see the no neck. Are you talking about the guy from 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, that's you're
God, he's such a scumbag. Like a at the Goomba. Same time, he's so funny.
Like, he looks like Ram Man from He-Man. It's just like, yeah.
I like the view.
You do?
Yes.
You're my best view.
Oh, I seen that clip. He's trying to flirt with
and
the
he's
Filipino.
Like, you bathe their entire, I think it's like Thailand, Philippines. They're in the Philippines, and they don't have like a working shower. They have like buckets of water and like a scrub. He's like, "You guys bathe like this? Is this normal?" And the father just looks him dead in the eyes, and then just grabs the bucket from him and just pours it on him.
Let me shower you.
So did he shower with it? Because I heard about this. They showered
all together.
The whole family.
Yep.
Naked.
They have to shower.
I didn't know if they kept the underwear on.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't think that.
Wait, so he got butt naked in front of the father?
Wait, and the daughter?
He probably had
there?
Underwear. Yeah.
Everybody's naked.
I know. There's only a father, him, and the chick.
Brianna,
let me pull it up.
No, and the mother. I've seen clips.
Time the fuck up. I just want to be clear. I will never take a shower with you.
And I am so happy that you would say that.
Yes, but apparently in this show, it's okay.
Well, it's a third world country, and they don't have a shower.
I think they had shorts. They had to have
I think
shorts.
They had maybe, shorts. Like, thin underwear.
Sanchez is hooked on this show. He tried to get me onto the show, but I couldn't get into it.
They kept their shorts on.
Oh, so they have shorts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Oh, shit, he's taking a shower in cargo.
He's in cargo shorts.
Look at him. He's showering with the father.
He dropped the soap and he picks it up for him. That's the sad part.
Oh, so they have a hose. They have a hose.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he has he has socks and
who's
slippers.
That lady? That's a
that's
mom?
That's the wife.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's the girl he's
is that
about
a bird?
To marry.
Okay, we got to stop watching TV while we record.
Wow.
Here's the thing. You were saying about the bucket. When I, my cousin's apartment in New York, when I moved in there, she didn't fix the shower head, so it was only the bottom faucet on the tub, so we had to fill the bucket and dump it and do it, and then I got so annoyed about that I had to go to the hardware store, and this is before I did any handyman work.
Okay.
And I built this contraption that was a hose. Like, I made a hose.
So you made a hose out of...
Coming out of that little spigot. So, and being showered in a hose.
It's like a spit shower. Like, yeah. Little drip, drip.
Yeah,
drip,
yeah. Drip, drip. Oh, so during the wintertime, it's brutal. Because it's cold.
Wait, how long did you go without water?
No, we had water before a decent shower.
They didn't have a shower head.
They
have
a shower head, yeah.
Dude, the whole winter.
And what made you, like, no one's like, hey, we should maybe...
Dude, here's what I would do.
They're just like, we'll adapt.
No. Then I signed up for a gym membership, and I would work out, and I would take my shower at the gym.
I thought you could say you stole the shower from the gym. I was like, that's pretty smart.
I Super Mario that bitch. Oh, those were the days when you were able to go out and just spread germs around.
Can you please explain the hat?
The hat. What's wrong with the hat?
I just wanted to know. You were like,
for the sake of the painting and picture, it's a big, big.
It's like wide rim. Yeah. Like a dark gray.
I was. What kind of hat would this be called?
It's an outside do lawn work.
It's like an umbrella hat.
It's like an umbrella hat.
Like a fisherman yard. But it's like
extra big for no reason.
It's because when you go
outside, it goes past,
you can easily go to church as like a church lady. It covers everything.
So it goes past her shoulders.
So you can go outside. You are looking at me like you want to try it on.
My head will disappear. Look how big that thing is.
Oh, you're stuck. For context, his headset was in the loop. Oh my God.
Señor, you want your grass cut? You want the bushes?
Like you're ready to do some lawn.
This is really, really nice.
I can't see your eyes. Shade.
So now picture, picture you doing the lawn.
Yeah.
Picture the lawn. You got the sun beating on you.
Right, and I'm cutting.
But this is covering your shoulders. You're not getting cancer. No skin cancer on you, because you're.
Hey,
under
little
the
lawn
hat.
Boy, come here. Let me give you my sun rays. What? What's that contraption on your head?
My mowing the grass for a witch. What just happened?
The sun turned evil.
What the fuck is going on?
The sun's been evil. Keeps coming closer and closer.
Your head is humongous. Yeah, dude. Look at this thing, man.
It's no joke. It's like.
I like it because that light it bothers my eyes.
The 40-watt bulb in your kitchen is bothering you.
Jesus. Every house in this house is normally dark that whole time, right? Mm-hmm.
But are you guys those kind of people where it's just like all lights are off?
It keeps the house cold.
Oh, but when the lights
are on. That's what your dad says for you, really, the bill won't go up. That's programmed in your head. It's not true.
No.
Especially when you have central, you have air.
Okay, listen. That's not true at all. It's dark. It's dark because everything looks better when it's dark.
That's kind of true.
When you watch TV and stuff.
Don't look at me with the lights on.
I'm hideous.
That's your.
Everything is. It has to be dark. But when the lights are on, it's Lisa has all the lights have to be super bright. Like I'm inside of a fucking baseball stadium. And it bothers me, dude.
I like a bright light in the room, though.
Mm. I can't watch TV with the lights
off. Oh, well, no. Yeah. TV, game playing, lights off.
Lights off.
Cool. Yeah. But throughout the day.
But the thing with the lights is if you got LED lights, then you don't have to worry about the house warming up because LED lights don't heat up.
Dude, I just bought 100-watt bulbs and put them in two lamps in my house.
They're just not going to heat up.
And I don't give a shit.
Okay, but why don't you buy LED lights?
Yeah. I want it to like burn something when I touch it.
But why?
Kind of like the.
But that you know that makes your house warmer.
So, just to correct you.
Oh god.
Uh-oh.
They do get hot, but they don't get as hot as like other light bulbs.
Okay. You can still like those have been on right now. If you touch it, it's not hot.
I don't want to reach.
Touch
it.
There.
It's dusty.
Touch it.
Touch
it.
I have to get up on the chair for context.
Go ahead. Be careful.
Yeah, it's warm.
It's warm, but it's not hot.
Now put your tongue on it.
Yeah, put your tongue on it.
Put your face on
it. Your braces have a short circuit.
Do it for the likes.
We need to go famous on TikTok before they take it away.
There is no TikTok. They're taking it away.
Good.
45 might have done something finally correct.
Yeah.
We'll
just find another platform and do it again.
You're going to come. I like it. There's going to be a lot of people.
It's not going away. Let's be honest.
It's
going
to go away.
No, it's not.
It is. Watch. They already took it out in, I think, Australia took it out.
They're not going to. Oh, look, it's July 9th, all right? You're not taking it out.
You know what? I heard this, too. Hey, don't worry about the face mask stuff. They're overblowing this decision.
Who said that? Not me. No. Oh, okay. I thought you were relaying that to me.
No, but I've heard it around.
Yeah.
Like my buddy, Nat Baymel, was supposed to have the bachelor party here. And it was like the week, like two, it was 2 weeks after the NBA canceled the thing. And I sent the guy a message telling him, is that your phone, Brianna?
What is playing?
That's not me.
That's your phone, bro.
Is it?
You're stupid.
Bro. Oh. See how fast he put the blame on me,
though? He put the blame right on
See
you.
See how fast?
My bad.
I don't even get notifications.
I'm hearing him down here. And it's him listening to fucking reggaeton from the last opening. From the opening that we're going to get copyright and shut this damn episode down.
We're going to make it.
Yeah?
We're going to make it. So,
what were we talking about? Oh, your buddy with no mask hair.
So I tell him, it's like, yeah, dude, I don't know if I'm going to make it to the bachelor party due to this virus. He goes, don't believe the hype. Here we are, July fucking 9th.
Isn't it weird how people are now are on like getting into fights about the fact that you go, why are you wearing a mask?
It's the stupidest thing.
And it's like,
thing.
Wait, what? And then it's like, don't put on a mask. F it. And then people are literally like shunning each other.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
They got to find something to be against. You know what I mean?
So wait. So is coronavirus real or not?
Yes.
Is it on a level of doing as much harm as everyone's saying with the numbers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do we tell the people that keep saying, show me the bodies? Show me the bodies. What do we do with those people?
We bring them to the hospital. We have the people cough on them. We wait a little bit for them to get the disease and see what happens.
Is that going
to
help?
You know what it is?
Is that going to help?
This is how easy it is.
All right. What, let's hear it.
Nobody
is a solution.
Nobody believes it until it affects you or mm-hmm. somebody you care about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Once it does, then you see the backpedaling. We are seeing it right now with Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen, who decided to, you know, just be life is normal.
Yeah, they did.
We gotta be normal. We gotta go back to normalcy. Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying, hey, chill out.
Yeah, and they did three shows in Texas.
Three shows. They're shaking hands. They're
slapping babies, everything.
Yep. Came back with coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Not only come back, but they give the producer coronavirus on top of that. Not only that, maybe their friends that they travel with coronavirus. Maybe more. Maybe who knows what family members got it. Now, here's the thing. Yeah, maybe they recover and it's not that bad. Good. Great. But.
What?
The ones that pass away, like it's maybe it doesn't affect young people the way it does right now, Kermit. Because remember, they did say in the summertime, is supposed to slow down. Every country in the world has slowed down.
Because what? Because the weather?
Because they're doing what they fucking told them to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask. Keep your distance. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Not the fucking eagle. Not the fucking good old USA.
Go, what stinks the eagle?
Not the fucking...
Listen, bro, we're Florida. We don't give a fuck.
Nobody gives a fuck.
You know what I don't understand? Is the, like, you take a video of, like, just, like, a Karen freaking out, destroying shit at a Walmart, and being like, I'm not gonna wear a mask. I don't understand how they can watch that video and be like, I did the right thing. I did not throw a tantrum. I was a hero in that moment.
Because nobody wants to take blame.
It's just weird.
Nobody wants to take blame, and no one... What are you doing over there? Hey.
When I talk about the United States, this is when I want to start playing.
What are you going to play? Just an eagle screaming?
Just a screeching fucking eagle. I don't need a fucking mask. That's all I hear every time. I don't need to wear a mask. This is America.
Yeah. Oh, there
Karen,
it is.
Put your fucking mask on. No! That's all I fucking hear.
This is a violation against my rights. What did that lady say? Something, she went a whole rant about, like, the devil.
And oh, how... it's the devil's, It's the best thing is the Palm Bay, I think, city council meeting. Did you see that?
No, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. Anytime this kind of coronavirus shit talk, I'm the ignorant guy and going, I'm turning this shit off.
You need to watch. It's like a reality
it's
show.
It's so much.
It's not. No. It's no. Okay, so listen. It's much. Like.
Just
it's,
let me play video games.
Kermit,
and punch Kermit, things. I just want to do.
It's like reality TV. Nothing is factual. It's all entertainment.
Is it though? It gets to your head. And that's why I tap out. I don't watch
Are
it.
Are you easily influenced by people that say like, oh my God, what was it? She basically said, like, it's her right to not wear a mask, like, her right to not wear underwear.
No, I know it. Stupid bitch. I get where it is ignorance at. It just is so much ignorance because they believe in it so hard. I'm like, I can't believe this is like real, right? This, you're joking.
And it's like no. The whole like flat earth anti-vax.
Right. But the flat earth were just a joke.
No.
No, come on. Come on. They can't believe that for real.
No.
Listen.
There is if flat earth started as a joke, like to many, but then like there are people that really believe
like
it.
People that are sane, they don't believe like smart
there's a
people.
Documentary about flat earth believers.
Man, F them. They're stupid.
It's so no, they okay, my favorite thing. They go to NASA and they go to a little space exploration and it's like a simulator. So you're in the little spaceship and you're supposed to hit a button on top and the directions are written on the side. And the guy's like punching things around him and he's like, see, NASA's lying to you because they don't want to show you the real thing. And then in subtitles it says the button was on top of him, he just didn't read the instructions.
Jeez. Yeah, no, again, when it gets the whole flat earthers and what else conspiracy and like Bigfoot people. Jesus Christ, what was that? Things gotta breathe. This bitch compared her respiratory system to her vagina. God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it in the beginning. Wow, but look at the women that are saying. They are nutty looking. This one looks like she got hit in the face with all the paintballs.
A little swollen.
What is going on? It looks like she puts a makeup gun in a paintball and then shoots her face. This makeup, like. That they're trying to shove down our throats on every commercial and every store, and it's disgusting. Every single one of you. Oh no, it's a Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
She breaks up the
devil.
I don't know.
She goes fucking wild.
Ah, oh, fucking Selena. What the fuck? Do you believe you can override God's divine plan for our lives? You're removing our freedoms and holy shit. That's a lady from Misery. Oh.
Kathy Bates.
She had a
sledgehammer. Don't disrespect fucking Kathy Bates like that. She knows what's real and what's not.
So you get the idea of these
nutties.
Of these nutties that come
out. Yeah.
And then, but here's what I'm enjoying.
What are you enjoying about that? I'm not enjoying any of this.
Oh, this is what I'm
How do you find joy into this?
The fights that are happening.
Okay.
Like this idiot in Costco didn't want to wear a mask.
Okay.
And I've seen it a couple times.
I've seen the video surfing and I just kind of keep scrolling. Oh. I don't give a fuck.
The guy.
Because if he doesn't get punched in the face, I don't care.
Oh, it's he lost his job.
Yeah, well, they all do.
Oh, it's so good.
So wait, what did he do?
So this, he's at Costco. Costco has a thing about, hey, wear a mask.
Right, wear a mask.
He's above the law. He doesn't need to wear a mask. So, you know, somebody's recording him.
Of course.
So he turns to the guy. He goes, step away, get away from me. Blah, 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 blah. And the guy's telling him, hey, you know, please wear a mask. And then he starts yelling, I feel threatened. And then he starts walking towards the guy. When he's walking towards the guy, I feel threatened.
Right.
Is pretty much an excuse because if the guy goes forward, he can pull his concealed gun and shoot him.
Who has a gun? Wait.
Wait, Costco's open carry?
The guy yelling.
It's not open carry.
No, oh!
But he has a concealed weapon in his thing. And that's why he's saying, I feel threatened. Oh. I feel threatened. So if the guy comes and or pushes him or whatever... Now he has an excuse to shoot because the guy's fed up about it.
Right, right, right.
My favorite in Costco is this.
For a man, that kind of sounded like that turned into the Mike Perry slapping an old man. I was like, what just happened?
No, I don't think it's turned violent yet.
What, these no mask thing?
The no mask.
I've seen them turn violent.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. I've seen people fight.
Tell me over. Where? Yeah,
just,
give me that story.
They're all over. It's just not stories. It's just like someone come in with a mask. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, you don't need to put on a mask. Like, put on your fucking mask. And they're like, F you. Put on your mask. F you. And pop, pop, pop. And then all of a sudden they're fighting. Yeah. It's all over. And it's always, no offense, always at Chicago and New York. It's like them two main places that everyone's always throwing hands.
The best places on earth.
Hey, you're supposed to look like a surgeon like the rest of us. You're not a you're part of the doctor crew. And then they start.
You don't like wearing the mask?
I like looking like a ninja.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Here's the thing. If it's
I don't like wearing the shitty disposables. The oh no, I feel poor. I don't
you got the mask.
Oh gross. I'm like, look at this poor person walking through Publix with their disposable mask.
God.
So now we're judging.
Oh yeah, I judge. Look at this. Oh, look at this. Oh, he got that shitty one from Walmart.
What's worse than no mask wearing a fucking blue mask?
I should have brought my mask in. My mask is velvet, bro. It's fucking beautiful.
But does it work?
I don't know. That's not the point. Look.
Motherfucker.
He already got COVID once. We just got to wait for him to catch it twice.
Yeah. I got to catch it twice. Yeah, I caught it like 3 times already. Not a big deal.
God damn.
So, I didn't catch it. It's for the record.
For legal reasons, he has not caught it.
There's no legal reasons. I just never caught it.
Reasons.
I got a headache and I started having a panic attack. Yeah. What's that?
In Espanol. Legal reasons.
Yeah, Espanol. Yeah, I had a headache and I was like, oh my God, I might be dying.
Well, that's the thing that happened is like you start thinking the symptoms and then your body.
Well,
goes,
the symptom is everything that a human goes through.
Yeah. Well, I go.
It starts out as a flu, but then it could get worse.
Well, here's the thing. I go to the bathroom. I do my morning piss.
And shite.
And I get chills. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got the fucking Rona.
Right.
But I also have the AC vent right above me. And I'm 6'4". That vent is right on my shoulder. So then I got to be like, okay, I got chills. This will go away. This will go away.
Wait, you have an AC? The vent. Oh, okay. I'm thinking a whole unit in the bathroom.
I was like, what? Like to take a shower in 72 degree weather.
Just airs his asshole out right on the machine.
Air drying it.
You have a blower.
Air dry your asshole in the AC.
In the AC vent? Is that challenge accepted?
All right, fine. Spread them.
Brianna smells stinky in the house.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so. Wait, so where's your guys' mask? Let me see your guys' mask. Where you guys?
Oh, I got mask.
Mine's in my purse.
Mine's in the car.
But is it disposable?
No.
Ah, see?
You can wash it.
My mother's making masks, too.
Yeah, see, no. And the custom mask, if it's a bad design, like someone tried to draw SpongeBob and it doesn't look like him, get away from me.
It's the fucking...
Disgusting.
My mother makes masks.
Let me pull it up.
My mother's making
masks. Oh, no. Is she a good artist?
And, okay.
Oh, yep. All right. I already see this is going.
Your
daughter's already laughing at how bad this artwork is.
First of all, I love my mother.
I'm not questioning your love for your mother.
No, this isn't the mother's artwork. I'm just saying in general.
The material. My mother finds any material that's around.
A little paper bag. We're going to make this a mask.
No. Like, she made me one with a bunch of footballs on it.
Okay.
And she goes, here, you can wear it during football season. And then she made one that had...
But it's just fabric.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you could, like, just spit through it.
No. She I don't know. But my... It's, you know what? I love my mother.
Let me see it, Brie.
So...
You got the photo.
If I could create the world's, like, worst design mask, it'd be a bright green... Right?
Yeah.
Like super bright green. This is the first image. This is the second image. This is the third image.
Oh, no.
In that order.
Well, I think if you can get those pictures, give it a Kermit. He can probably put it together and you can.
I want it in the same image quality.
No. Oh, you really want those? No. Oh.
No, but.
This, as a joke,
yeah,
yes.
You can get it. You can order the mask.
That could be our first
Amazon
merch,
yeah,
just stealing
Amazon
from artists.
Yeah, through Amazon.
He did one. My buddy Richie did a design of the killer hornet.
Yeah, I got this one coming in the mail soon, like a cholo karate one.
Ooh, that actually looks good.
So I can't wait for the local gangs of Winter Garden to start jumping the kids. Hey, what set you represent,
boy? I'm just making my own now. I'm just like, all right, have fun with this. Yeah, so poor people in their masks.
Is your father?
Oh, my father loves it, man.
The mask? He likes the mask?
Yeah. He deep down was bitching about it, but now he, like, if I go through his Amazon order.
It's just masks?
He bought... Ships tomorrow. Look at this.
The Gators?
Display. No, Gators. Come on now. He's a military man. All of those are coming to our house.
Yeah, those are Gators.
Oh, that's what it's called? Yeah.
Those are the ones
that army color.
Yeah, they go on your neck and then you...
Yeah, he loves it. He loves walking around like this.
It's giving him flashbacks.
Oh, he is 100% Call of Duty.
It's giving him flashbacks.
He's
going to
fucking tackle someone at a Costco.
Tackle? He's just going to pull out.
He's
going to
start pulling up the
machete.
The machete. He's going to let the grass grow. He's going to set his sniper fucking thing.
My dad orders shit like on Amazon and he puts it all over his Jeep, like zombie outbreak flag. He just wants it. He wants his coronavirus to go south. He wants.
He's
he wants zombies.
He wants. He wants The Last of Us to be for real. Like, just.
He's ready.
Oh, he's so ready. He wants to have an excuse.
He wants Resident Evil to go down.
Yeah, he wants to witness someone getting bit.
Resident and just medical.
And he just shoots it for
he
the.
He bit him for not wearing a mask. Now he got coronavirus.
He's just done. Flamethrower comes out the Jeep. Like a G.I. Joe vehicle. Yeah, that's my dad.
This year has been insane, dude.
It sucks, man. It's been really bad. Does suck. I know a lot of people are like, oh, man, I don't miss things. And No, it sucks.
You do miss things.
It sucks. Stop being Mr. Badass. And there's a lot of people like,
I'm
not going to say names.
I don't have any friends.
Yeah.
I'm fine by myself.
I'm used to this shit. I never leave the house anyways. Shut up, bro. Because it's not, you can't even go to Publix now without that weird kind of feeling of everyone like, whoa, don't get too close. Or, whoa.
Yeah, you get eyes if you go down the wrong aisle.
Holy shit. That's another thing, that whole X and...
I don't understand that.
You know what I do?
They just try to keep the traffic flow for people who like...
So, what I do is...
Elementary schools did that. Did not work.
I walk in backwards.
What do you mean you walk in backwards?
So, if the X is there...
You're not Michael Jackson. You can't
moonwalk
do that
throughout
shit.
Publix.
I moonwalk backwards. Like,
you're a
genius. I was already here, so if I come backwards, they're like, he was.
Oh my God, you're a genius.
I want you to dress like Michael Jackson in a mask, going backwards,
and they can't say, "Oh, I forgot. I'm not gonna do a lap to go back to the aisle. Right. I'm looking. I forgot the bread over here, so I walk.
Just moonwalk your ass backwards.
Yeah,
genius." Your father's a genius.
Now they're going to add a rule like no backward walking.
No moonwalking.
No moonwalking.
They have a sign with Michael Jackson and it's just a big X.
Hey, we should do that. We should go to Publix and do some infomercials.
I don't want Dean tackling me.
Oh, this happened today when we went to the supermarket. Typically, Lisa stands by the ATM, but the bag boy is there.
The ATM, like the one outside?
The one you pay right next to the cash register.
Oh, okay.
And the bag boy is right there.
Yeah.
So Lisa typically just stands there, and the bag boy goes, "Ma'am, I need you to stand behind that line."
Oh, shit.
And we're like, oh, shit. All right.
Did he say like that? You're like, "Ma'am, line?" Did he do that? No.
What?
No. He didn't do that one. Did I go too far? Did I go too far? Did his eyes cross when he was talking to your wife?
Oh.
You see what a dick he is? I can't look at him when he does.
No,
dude. Did he fling your yogurt into the bag? He's like, "You paper or plastic?" Jesus.
No. I can't. I want to hit him so hard right
did
now.
Did he look like a boxer?
I turn around. I'm turning around.
Like a really good professional amateur boxer. Did he?
You know the Ten Commandments. I have deniability.
Very punchy.
Did he
look punchy?
No.
Okay, so it was a normal.
But I don't blame him. I don't blame him because Publix has been getting a lot of cases of corona.
Mm. Oh, they have?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's why you should
Publix
watch the
Publix is a
news.
Florida place.
Oh man!
You should watch the news.
I stay off Facebook. I don't have cable.
Oh,
and I only get on Facebook to roast somebody when you guys tag me.
Want to hear some shit?
Yeah, I want to hear some shit.
Oh, here you go. It's a new segment by Brianna.
Hear some shit from Brianna.
Our fucking governor, uh-oh. Rick DeSantis.
Yeah.
Worst name. I don't like it. It rolls off the tongue, but
is he Spanish?
No, Italian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He decided to pull out $30 million out of the online education funding.
Yeah.
So that way kids would have to go to physical school. But the Trump administration is also pulling out, like, I think it's $5.3 million out of the education in general. So in conclusion, Florida's losing the most education for no goddamn reason.
Are the kids going back to school or not? Because that's pretty much my job.
Administration?
Trump?
What the? Hey, man, that's our audience in Ocala, bro. Don't be playing that.
It's Ocala. Harlem? What they got to offer?
A comedy room?
The Villages.
We got the improv.
We got two Villages.
Jesus. And then he shared that video. Whoops! Yeah, he shared that video and then he deleted it. Are you guys going back to school or what?
No. Well, yeah, you want.
They say yes.
They're forcing
but...
them to go. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna make these kids go to school.
Yeah. It's gonna be a clusterfuck.
But colleges are not going to school.
So what the fuck? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So why do we have to go to school?
Yeah. Why do the children got to go to school? Colleges are not going to school.
Preschools, I don't think, are going to school.
Colleges are not going to school?
Colleges can't.
So what's going to happen with all those dorms?
Education is being pulled out.
Ooh, they're going to lose shitload of money.
Oh, well, on football alone, they're going to lose a lot of money.
Oh, basketball and
football. Here's another thing. They're making these decisions about kids going to school, but they won't have their meeting themselves in person. They'll have a Zoom meeting.
That's all Zoom?
Yeah.
Someone walking by naked. Whoops.
Yeah. So... Fucking have the meeting, you guys together in the room, mm-hmm. no mask. Have this meeting. You know what? Do it with a mask.
Well, if you're Republican officially, you can't get infected. So just keep that in mind.
That's what it is.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
yeah.
Time to change parties.
If you're a Republican, you're immune.
I hate women.
You didn't know that? Yeah. I hate women. She said. I hate women.
I like also how the Republicans are. I want freedom to.
Yeah, they're like, I want a smaller government. Okay, let's defund the police. No, we need the government. And we want government. Put it back. Put it.
But I want to get an abortion. No.
No.
Listen.
Give me baby.
I think this is the end of days. We need to face it. This is what's
the
happening.
President has too much power. Let's listen to his power. Yeah, no, but I want big government, but small.
Yeah, this is the end of days. We should just go out and just do things that we always wanted to do. Like, you know.
Crime?
Yeah. Like breaking and entering, you know. Like get drunk, get behind a wheel, do some coke. Have fun. It's fun.
That's like one star. Okay.
That's one star.
Y'all ever heard of a hit and run that just gets worse?
Hit a pedestrian, see what happens. I mean,
do a high score.
You know,
it's like,
let's go to one of those protests, see what happens. Just plow down everyone like a GTA.
Which protest?
I don't know. It's the end of days. You get away with everything, right? Just do it. Have fun. No, just me? Okay.
Yeah.
What are you dazing out over there? Yeah, he just dazed out on us.
Your eyes went so wide.
So he's staring. What's happening right now? Pedro's was
in view. I got a view.
Yeah, he's staring outside of his backyard of his.
In my view, I just see the drapes.
And he's just
so I just
staring.
Saw a, I just saw a squirrel.
Wow.
Which I hope is a squirrel or a large ass field mice. Just go right through the fence and jump into that fucking tree.
I wish you did have that dog collar on. We could hit you with it.
Oh, man. No, I'm back.
I saw a squirrel, and I forgot where I was at.
But I don't know if it was a squirrel or large-ass fucking field mice. And I don't want a fucking field mice or a rat. It could be a fucking rat. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
That's where your mind's at right now?
Well, these animals, because these of the fucking coronavirus shit, are getting very fucking loosey-goosey.
Not in neighborhoods where people are living.
Dude, fucking Danny just had a bear in front of his fucking house.
But that's like the third time.
Yeah.
How do you get a bear in front of your house?
They just show up.
Because Danny hangs up meat in his garage like a psycho.
Did you pay your taxes?
Jar. Hey, where's the honey jar?
He's related to, what did you say, money? Christopher Robin?
Yeah. Who are you, Christopher Robin? You filming a live action Winnie the Pooh? In my job, there's these big ass fucking cranes.
The Florida cranes, right?
Yeah, they just show up. And then
those surround, during school, those surround the house. And I'll just run up to them and have them fly away.
Are you talking about the little white ones?
No, they get big.
I'm talking about the big gray ones.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex ones.
Yeah, dude. And they have no problems. Is that a bag boy? What was that?
Well, I don't know. I just opened up Facebook and then popped open.
You got a Facebook.
Oh, no. That's my buddy.
What's happening?
Is that a bag boy?
We're continuing the clusterfuck that the hiatus trilogy brought.
Is that the bag boy? You're a monster. I didn't say that. You did.
Oh, man. So
we're hitting that time. Let's pull out the book. Let's do it.
Oh, we're doing the book?
Yeah, we're doing the book. All right. Because I feel it. I feel that, like, kind of like, what?
There we go.
What was it? 1 through... Oh, 2000.
2000. Brianna, pick a number.
Ladies first.
2003. Shit. No, no, no.
What?
It goes to only 2000.
Wow. Time out. Did she say the book's name too? Before she... 2003.
1003.
I gotta add questions.
The book is titled
What's Your Mother's Maiden questions. Name? What's the funny little numbers on the back? What's your credit score? That's the third 2003 yeah. question.
Do you brood about anything?
Oh, man. Well, there's another 30 minutes we're going to be sitting here. All right, go ahead.
No?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't brood about anything?
To be honest, I don't know.
We watch your Instagram and the crazy thoughts you come up with.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that's brooding. That sounds like some Twilight shit. Like, what's his name? Edward something. Not Edward Scissorhands.
Brooding means what?
Think deeply about something that makes one unhappy.
Yeah, like just something that you just like... Like, I hate this.
Racism.
Yeah.
This whole month.
You just sit around thinking about racist people?
Listen,
how much
bro,
I hate racist people.
In Instagram, if you go to her story, all she's doing is posting just racist shit.
Really?
She's
Black Lives
hunting.
Matter.
She's racist hunting. And I had to be like, Brianna, you got to stop. You're racist hunting.
That's like, funny.
She's looking
for... You're a Nazi killer.
She's looking for racists.
Yeah.
Rather than having the racists actually come out and be out there. No, look.
No, we had racists.
Look.
Shane Dawson. You won't know him, but he's a YouTuber that did like blackface, but he was like the face of YouTube.
First off.
Which is funny.
Blackface.
All successful comedians do blackface, apparently. Because that's why we're not going anywhere.
It's the 2000s. It was a different time.
But it's a different time, so you can't punish somebody for... something they did at a time that...
No, but he never made an apology. That's the thing.
When did he do this recently? The blackface?
No, but he did some scum shit. He was like being a little pedophile.
Oh, well, whoa. Now you just went from racism to being
so
like...
He's also friends with a Jeffree Star. Who has a makeup
Subway?
Line that's about like Nazis.
Okay.
It's just... Ugh.
Okay. All right. So racism. Yeah.
You sit around. I feel like you brood about way too much.
Me?
Oh my God.
The book opens up. I don't think about things that make me unhappy.
No,
however,
I do all the time.
I do have a talent of just like I was gazing at that fucking squirrel / rat.
To just blank out.
You just hate rodents.
No, I'll sit, and Lisa knows it, and I'll have an argument in my head, and I'm like going through it. And it's just I'm sparring.
Cause he'll look you dead in the eyes while eating, not even noticing. And that's why I get angry when you look at me and I look at you back, and then you get mad at me for looking, cause it'll be like this.
What the fuck, Pedro?
It's something.
And he'll be like, "What? What are you staring at?" Goes back to eating.
You make me seem like I'm a fucking bird.
Yeah, you're freaking Hannibal over here. What's going on with you?
He eats sloppy. I'll be real.
You eat like a trough.
He does.
You like eating out of a trough.
You snack.
No, but I'll start thinking about arguments in my head. Or
from like the past, or you're making these up?
Future arguments.
Oh, I feel it coming.
Himself.
I feel it coming.
Let's say if I haven't done it in a while, but let's say. If I gotta return something,
okay.
Sir, you can't return this.
Yeah, I already have that argument in my head. So I'd be like, okay, if he says this, I'm gonna say this. But then if he throws this, I'm gonna throw this. And then at this point, this is why I say, get the fuck out of here. And I'll just fucking, I'm done.
No, my goodness.
Like, I blueprint my argument.
Right.
Kind of thing. You don't think. You're too happy-go-lucky.
No, I talk to myself, but I don't think.
You talk to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
I talk to myself.
Yeah. I have conversations. I have full-blown conversations, and I'll answer my own question.
Really?
Yeah. Just like to get it out.
Give me an example. What are you doing, dude? Why the fuck are you doing this for? Oh, because preacher's paying you. Is that the type of argument you have?
That's pretty close. Like, I don't want to fucking Photoshop
shit.
Shout
out to Preacher Lawson.
I'm so sick and tired of this editing shit. I don't want to do it if I fucking pay me.
I can't wait. I'm going to call him when Masvidal beats Usman. I said it here, and this is going to be released 3 weeks after the fight. However,
you think Usman is man, I don't know, man. I think, well, we're getting into this UFC talk, but I think Usman has a way better chance of beating that guy.
I mean, if he wrestles him.
I think this is the first time that Masvidal is going to actually have a fight. I mean, Masvidal lost, like, what, to, like...
He hasn't lost.
What are you talking about?
He hasn't lost since he took his, like, a year off.
A year off, right.
Yeah, but when he came back, they put him against Darren Till, who only had one loss. And
Kamaru Usman has one loss, right?
Yeah, and Darren Till also had one loss.
Nigerian nightmare.
The guy he's going against has 13 losses.
Yes, yeah. But the guy that he's going with has never been stopped.
Not for nothing, Masvidal, he's definitely on a, like, the 5-second knockout flying knee has skyrocketed him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But again, he looked amazing. He looked amazing fighting Nate Diaz.
That's another thing.
But I do think, as much as I hate to say, Nate Diaz, you're up there in age, bro.
The threat.
And you're fighting young dudes.
But Nate Diaz did fight Sergio Pettis and stopped him, right? Didn't he stop him?
But Pettis is not a young dude either anymore.
But
Nate was young when I was young.
Nate had longer years than Sergio.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So there's threat. You know, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Cowboy. The guy just keeps fighting, but like, there's got to be a point where, like, bro, it's
to a point.
You're just.
Yeah, but also Cowboy has been caught a couple times.
He's on a 3 losing or.
Yeah, no, losing but I'm streak. Saying is he's been hit so many times that off button is so close.
It's very close.
You know what I mean? Like, remember Chuck Liddell used to take punches?
But have you seen Chuck Liddell talk now?
He talks like
the falling downstairs. Yeah,
we lost Brianna.
Yeah.
Oh no! I was just staring at the featherweight name Alexander Volkanovsky.
Oh, you like that name?
I like it.
I would name my first child after this.
He might win because they both have like the same win rate, but he has only one loss. He has five.
Let's do this just for fun and remind it.
Brianna, he's also 27.
Brianna, I want you to pick the winners.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So from...
the main card. That's the main card. Go ahead.
Wait.
Start from the bottom.
From there?
Yep, from the bottom up. Say the names of the two fighters. And I want you
Amanda Ribas versus Paige VanZant. Amanda Ribas.
Okay.
I hope so.
Jessica Andrade versus Rose Namajunas. Jessica.
No. Okay, keep going.
She has 20 wins. The other chick has 9.
This is your picks. This is your pick. We get to agree and make sounds.
Peter Yan or Jose Aldo? Wait, let me hit something. Jose.
You remember Jose Aldo? Okay.
You want him to win.
She doesn't know anything about
him. I'm just saying, I'm talking out loud.
He just has the most wins.
Okay,
go ahead. He seems like a winner. Okay. Alexander
Volkanovsky.
Versus Max Holloway. Alexander Volkanovsky. He has a cooler name, bro.
Okay.
And he has less losses. And then Kamaru Usman versus Jorge Masvidal. I'm going to go with Kamaru Usman.
You're going to go with Usman? Yeah.
Okay.
He's only 2 years younger than that dude. But, like, he's 6 feet. The other dude's 5'9". Same weight. His reach is 76 inches. His reach is 74.
God, the fucking card is stacked.
Damn, Brianna did the whole breakdown.
Yeah, she did a breakdown on based off wins and losses.
And you don't watch UFC? You should watch it with us.
I glimpse it with you guys.
You should watch it with us Saturday.
I like it when it's like.
I feel like you need to write these down.
When it's vicious. I'll call you when Volkanovski. I don't like when they're like dancing around. It takes too long. No. Like I want someone to die.
That's boxing.
I want someone to die. Okay, well, this is not Thunderdome.
It's Fight Island.
But
dude,
it is,
they'll be
it
like,
is Mortal Kombat.
Like someone will hit him like, boop, right on the nose.
Beach. They're fighting on a beach. Did you know that?
What?
That fight.
It's on a beach.
It's on a beach.
That's going to be so much fun.
It's like straight out of a video game, realistically. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
I want
thing.
Them to film it. Like,
I can't.
Screen side.
We kept having,
they're only side by side.
We kept having arguments like, it's not outside. It's indoors. And we're like, I don't know. It's outside.
It was funny when it was indoors, though, because there's no audience member, and it's only the hype men hyping them up.
I wonder if they're going to do like a
I can't imagine, dude. It's going to be scorching. Look at this.
Don't they have to pay for the auditorium?
An auditorium. Look at that thing. It's a park.
No, no, no.
They're fighting in a park.
No, the other thing. When they were like indoors, don't they have to pay
fighting,
for that?
You're fighting and a fucking bee comes and it fucking
A bug.
And you're deadly allergic.
A bug gets in your eye.
What are Abu Dhabi, right?
Abu Dhabi.
What are the insects in Abu Dhabi?
Das Island.
What if they have like some pterodactyl shit going on, yeah, like a Jurassic Park?
What if a fucking lizard just decides to go in there and you step on it and slip?
What if a camel goes through
it? In 2019, locusts.
Locusts?
Yeah, what if a field of locusts just decide to show up that night?
Swarm the fighter.
What are you going to do?
Doing
outbox locusts? You're going to jujitsu a locust?
You're going to armbar a grasshopper?
Okay. What if the sandstorm from The Mummy decides to show up?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Fight The Rock?
That whole face comes and just dope. Swallows?
If The Rock shows up in The Mummy gear?
As a scorpion?
As the Scorpion King?
And the same shitty CGI?
Oh, yeah. Have The Rock introduce it.
Hey, you know what? Let's just put Goro into the name.
Oh, shit.
Can we get a Goro?
And Goro.
It is there. Abu Dhabi. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
Get fucking Aladdin with the monkey.
They drive around in Lamborghinis for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the cheapest car you can get out there.
Fucking Masvidal's going to go into the ring in a fucking Maserati.
Oh, UAE.
Yeah.
I don't know where Abu Dhabi was.
Yeah.
It's
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put the wheels down on this. Thank you so much for listening to Lima Criteria. Thank you so much for the PFT family. For hosting us here, PFT Media, where every podcast there is in Orlando is pretty much goes through there. We need a slogan, PFT. Help me with a slogan. Big shout out for Chris Crespo. Thank you for helping us out with this podcast. Big, big, big shout out to Kermit Gonzalez.
Hey.
Bringing the gear. And check out his website.
Kermit Gonzalez.
It's just Kermit Gonzalez?
Yep.
KermitGonzalez.com. He keeps it simple. He does a lot of stuff, a lot of funny shit. Go check him out. Brianna's Fruit Masseuse on Instagram. If you want to be up to date with the latest racism news.
Or just you want some art. Some art.
I'm more active on Twitter, so follow me there on Rican Gorilla.
Hold up. I know we're supposed to put the wheels down. I want to bring them back up. There's one video that Bree did and just stuck in my head from Instagram. And I think it was on Father's Day. And she's looking in the camera. And she looks she's looking off at a distance, and then she looks into the camera, and then zooms in, and she goes, "I'm your father now." And it's on Father's Day, and I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
I was really tired.
And me and Sanchez shared that shit. We're like, "Look at this fucking crazy ass girl." And like, that's Pedro's daughter. What the fuck is going on?
For context, I stayed up all night, and I was so exhausted from staying up.
But it was
I laid down in the rocking chair, and I was just like. Why not?
Oh, yeah. No, you didn't say it. Like, you said it. You said, it was just weird. And you cut it. It was like, it was just weird.
There was one that she did. I forget what it was, but she goes, "Oh, that's funny. That's funny." And there was something about
it's funny.
Yeah, she was really making fun. Oh, so now you feel like your rights are being violated?
Because I saw a lady... this was during the COVID protests where they were like, "You can't force us to wear a mask. It's violating our rights." It's like, is it? Is it really violating your rights, Karen? Is it really? So cute.
She does shit like that. It's funny. It's funny. But you won't let girls get an abortion? That's funny.
You won't care about the kids in detention centers? Okay, all lives matter. Fuck. What about the kids in Yemen? Oh, wait, they're not white. just kidding. Just kidding. But what about homeless
kids? That's what you can follow on Yana's crazy Instagram.
That's your Instagram stories.
What you are missing.
And rest in peace, TikTokers. Sorry for your loss. This episode gets released 3 weeks from the time that we record it.
So find a new platform. Fuck with them.
Do we got sponsors today? Am I doing a sponsor?
Hey, give them the mission. Give them the mission.
Go.
Oh, no. If I'm going to do a sponsor, I got to do my real sponsor. I got a sponsor.
You got a real sponsor?
I got a real sponsor.
Oh, bougie.
I got to practice.
Bougie.
This is my first time. I'm nervous.
Okay. And.
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys. You got a problem that we all face? No, not masculinity, not being big, not looking handsome, sweaty balls. Hey, your balls sweat? What is that? What are you doing? You messed up my commercial.
Continue.
You fucked me up. You ruined it. You ruined
it. Wait, no. Go talk about the ball sweat lotion.
Hey, look. It's a ball sweat lotion. It's by Fresh Balls. That's right. Fresh Balls. Guys, you have this sweaty, stanky must coming down from your growing area. I got you covered, bro.
No.
This sounds like some furry shit.
Oh, shit. And it broke my phone.
That was a sign. That was a sign from the heavens. God wants you to stop talking about them nasty-ass,
no, this is my sponsor, and
balls.
I love them because I use it. I am an avid user of Fresh Balls, and I fucking love it.
Turn
no
the phone.
No chafing. No. No. Oh, it's real. Oh, which
I
100?
Thought you were reading from a script.
No,
God damn.
Not
that's
at all.
Sad.
Women, that's we got you covered sad. Too, ladies. You got those sweaty titties? Fresh breasts. That's right. We got a cream for those titties.
For the bottom of your tits, bitches.
Yeah, that's right. We got it ready. Brianna, cover your ears. I didn't mean to talk about that. But hey, it's Fresh Balls. All
hey,
right?
Guys. Also, if you want to match that up and retreat yourself, use the testacuzzi. Yes, it's a jacuzzi for your balls.
That's right. Got that icky feeling down there? Don't worry about it. We're going to wash your balls right up.
Two jets. That were built in Armenia.
Shooting right into the balls.
Right to your testes. It keeps them fresh and massages it.
No pinches, no snatches, yeah. No snares.
Heat it if you want it. Mm. They also have the neon light if you like that
movie. In case you're going into the club.
Yeah.
Just strap it to your belt straps,
your
bring it out.
And then you lather them up with that ball sweat lotion,
mm-hmm.
And you're good to go.
That's right. Fresh Balls. Freshballs.com.
Actually?
That is for real. I'm
no,
sponsored.
Are you actually sponsored by them?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm in negotiation.
That means there's a sign.
I'm so happy.
It's a medical sign.
No, it's not a medical sign. I promote them like crazy. I love their product.
You get their money, Brianna. You
get the money.
We're going to fucking sponsor whatever the fuck it is.
Close hey. The eyes, smile,
love
get the
it.
Money.
If the police department wants to sponsor fucking
I
Blue
put
Lives,
it.
No.
We're taking it.
Oh, no. We're taking it.
We're taking that defund money.
And we put the Fresh Balls on every crevice.
And they're going to probably say, have Brianna read it. And then you're going
to
say.
I'm not
going
to let a pig tell me what to
and
do.
Whoa!
And you're going to say, hey, it's sometimes you got to put a knee in the back of the neck. Blue Lives Matter.
Where's that off button?
I've set it up.
Yeah, you said
it. Cut the cameras. Dead ass. Cut the cameras.
All right, guys. Until next time. Peace out.
Later.
See ya.
A PFT Media production.